With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The president will be in Orlando tonight, and GOP political strategist Paris Denard joins us now to give us a little precursor of what we can expect. Paris, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Annie. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So we are anticipating this rally tonight. We've seen the president do rallies here intermittently over the past few months. Is Orlando going to be different than what we've seen before? A little more special, a little different in impact?
Well, we have to remember that President Trump, then candidate Donald Trump, entered into this election season in 2016 as the underdog. Nobody thought that he would stand a chance of even competing in getting past the primary. Nobody thought he was even going to get in the race, and they really didn't think that he was going to be able to win the Electoral College to win the presidency. And so when he came down the escalator at Trump Tower and announced his candidacy to run, and people thought it was a joke. Mm-hmm. The pundits, the people on the left. But you know what he did there? He connected with the American people because of the straight talk, because of his clear vision for the country, and this campaign phrase, Make America Great Again. And what we've seen in the past 2+ years is that he took this campaign slogan and made it policy. He took Make America Great Again and made it a mission. And it's actually produced great results. And so when we look at what's going to happen today at this rally, yes, he's hosted hundreds of rallies, but this rally is going to be different. It's different because the president has the mandate to run again. He has the record to run again, and he has the results to run again. And the fact that so many people are responding to this, over 100,000 people registered for tickets, and they started lining up days in advance in the hot, humid sun of Florida because they are motivated. See, people don't show up like that for days before, waiting and sitting and standing in line to get in, some knowing that they'll never get in. That's why they've created a special outdoor venue for people to participate, where there'll be food and bands and people, big screens where they can see that. They call it 45 Fest because they know that the response is so incredible. So, yes, this one is going to be different. And it's going to be different because the people are responding to him, and he's going to lay out to the American people exactly why he deserves another 4 more years because of the things that he's done. So this rally is special.
We're speaking with GOP political strategist Paris Denard about the Trump rally tonight in Orlando. When you talk about those massive groups of people wanting to see this president, wanting to be there to support him, to be there for the official launching of his reelection campaign for 2020, I got to say, the headline that leads the FoxNews.com website says, Trump launches 2020 machine with huge crowd, massive war chest, and slumping poll numbers. What do you think about the polling that is out there right now that would suggest that his support is less than these crowd sizes dictate?
Well, I can, you know, polls are a dime a dozen. For every 2 polls that say he's down, I can find 2 polls that say he's up. So it really doesn't matter right now. Polls will matter in the future, closer to the election. But this time, back in 2016 or 2015, 2016, when the president announced, if you go back to these early times, they had people like Scott Walker ahead. There were people like Jeb Bush ahead that they said were double-digit leads over other candidates, and we see where that got them. It did not get them to the White House, and it certainly didn't get them the nomination. And so we have to know that this is still early, and things will change when there is an actual nominee on the other side. And the president will begin, and the campaign, more importantly, will begin to clearly articulate the president's impact on the country. And so people will start to pay attention a little later when they see that there is a choice. There's going to be a choice between Donald J. Trump and a choice between whomever that crazy cast of characters on the left that are running in what I think is like a Democrat circus right now, running further and further to the extreme left of their party to become whoever the nominee is going to be. So I think in terms of the polling, even within the Republican Party, if you go back, you can see that there were people who did not make it that were polling so tremendously higher, and President Trump never, the polls never accurately articulated the sentiment of the country and the true breadth and the depth of his support.
Do you anticipate hearing from the president tonight for him to attack specific candidates on the Democratic side for 2020? Will he key in on any of the people running more than others?
I think the president, I don't think that he needs to, but I think that if he wants to, he could go after the top persons that are on that side. Your Joe Biden's, your Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and sometimes Bernie Sanders is losing ground, but he's there. But the president needs to show a contrast and a difference between him and what the party. It may not even need to be each specific person. It could just be the state of disarray that the Democrat Party is in. You can look at what the president is doing with this incredible economy, 6 million jobs created, 1.6 million more jobs available than job seekers, unemployment numbers that are at the lowest historic levels for African Americans, Latinos, Asians, the manufacturing jobs that are coming back, Americans seeing bigger paychecks. I mean, he can just list these things off domestically, and then he can focus on his international agenda. These are things that those candidates cannot talk about because they have not done them. They have not negotiated any type of trade deals with Mexico and with Canada. They have not dealt with criminal justice reform in the way that he has, leading and getting things like the First Step Act passed. They have not done the things that he's done when it comes to making health care more affordable and the deregulatory initiative that he's had to make small business and the economy boom. These are things that he has done, but what he can contrast to where the Democrat Party is when it comes to infanticide, when it comes to their wanting for open borders, when it comes to them supporting people and candidates and policies that are just so extreme, like the Green New Deal. Mm-hmm. He can point out that contrast. So anyone that they put up will still have to own that label and own the extremeness of their party. And the president just point to his record. And it's a record of results in an inclusive economy that helps everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's benefiting everyone. And that's the positiveness of his entire administration.
Last question for you, GOP political strategist Paris Dinard. I got about a minute here. We saw the president running in 2016. He was an unknown factor. Impossible to predict, but also impossible to take your eyes off of as he campaigned in his last election. How is this one going to be different?
This one's going to be different because the president is going to be able to not talk anecdotally about or campaign rhetoric about what he wants to do. He can talk about the things that he's done and the things that he will continue to do. And while he is seen as somebody that is unknown, he was seen as someone who is unknown from not a politician. He is considered a politician, but he's still different. He's still the only one that is speaking directly to the people. He's the only one that is so courageous to do some of these big, bold initiatives that are really transformative and shaking up and changing the game and how Washington and the world is looked upon and respecting the country both domestically and internationally. And so he's going to be the same Donald J. Trump that people elected him for, but he's going to be different because he has the record of achievement. And I think the American people can look at him juxtaposed to all the other Democrats running or anybody that's running up against him, and they can say, this man is still refreshing, he's still honest, he's still someone we can trust, and we know at the end of the day, he's going to do whatever it takes to get a good deal for the American people to keep us safe, to bring jobs back, and to put America first.
Real quick, are we going to hear anything new that he intends for his next campaign? Like 10 seconds here.
I think the president, it's always up for surprises. He likes a good show. And so he probably will announce some things that people weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a lot of people up on that stage that are going to support him. So it's going to be a good time.
Well, Paris Dinard, great to hear from you. Good inside information. GOP political strategist on here with us. Thanks. We appreciate your time.
Anytime, friend. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.